Even if we didn't have a council that was supportive of our Second Amendment, and you were to come up with some kind of ordinance to violate the Second Amendment, I would not enforce it. So that works, it kind of works both ways. We're glad to have a council that supports the Second Amendment and a sheriff that supports it.
There's very few out there that want actual constitutional carry. There are very few out there that believe what the Second Amendment says. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, because a well-regulated militia is necessary for a free state. Regulation means that you know how to use the weapon and everything. You know, way back when, we used to have, when I was growing up, you know, when you drive your truck to school, if you're planning on going squirrel hunting or deer hunting or something that afternoon, you put the old shotgun or rifle up in the rack in the back of the pickup right there in your back window, and you go on to school. Nobody mess with it or anything. And then suddenly, I think it was around the Columbine false flag, that suddenly that changed, and no longer were you allowed to carry your gun to school, even in the parking lot. You know, here in Kershaw County, we have a sheriff that claims that he's going to uphold the Second Amendment. And listen to what he had to say in front of county council when county council had a proposed amendment to the Second Amendment, some ordinance or whatever. This is what Lee Bone said then.
Also want to talk about our checks and balances. Even if we didn't have a council that was supportive of our Second Amendment, and you were to come up with some kind of ordinance to violate the Second Amendment, I would not enforce it. So that works, it kind of works both ways. We're glad to have a council that supports the Second Amendment and a sheriff that supports it. That's a win-win for Kershaw County. I want to thank every one of you for it.
So do you hear that? Even if the county council was to pass an ordinance that was against the Second Amendment, Lee Bone, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr., would not enforce that law. But ladies and gentlemen, the devil is in the details. It depends on what your definition of the Second Amendment infringement really is. Because unless you define those terms so we're all on the same page, it doesn't matter. He could be telling the truth. He won't infringe, but what is his definition of our right to keep and bear arms? What if it wasn't what you think it is? What if you think that the Second Amendment means that I can carry a weapon for my defense at any time, anywhere, as long as a private business doesn't have a sign out there that says no guns? What if that is your definition of the Second Amendment and Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr.'s is different? Listen to this little tidbit.
Yeah, in the Constitution. Oh man, we're all about the Second Amendment. You will not infringe on our Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form, and I have a right. It's right. Okay, I get it, dude. You got a right to do this. Stay at your house and possess all the firearms you want to at your house on your property. But that's my definition of your Second Amendment right.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is in the details. Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. thinks that you and I and everybody else, the Second Amendment only applies to your property, where you can have all the guns that you want inside your property line. But as soon as you step outside that property line, government is able to rule and regulate your Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form that they declare, scribble on a piece of paper, and the governor signs. That is what Frankie Lee Bone means by he'll protect your Second Amendment. Right up until they come to take your guns from your house. Frankie Lee Bone will enforce any Second Amendment law that is passed. Is that what you believe, Kershaw County? Is that what you believe, South Carolina? Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. claims to be a Republican, claims to stand up for the rights of the people. But if his definition of the Second Amendment is any clue, what do you think about the rest of the Bill of Rights, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr.? You know, the Second Amendment has been destroyed, starting back in the Tommy gun days, you know, during Prohibition, and the gangsters were running around with automatic weapons, the St. Valentine's Day massacre and all that. And that's when Congress said, oh, we got to do something. And they all came together to make a declaration and change the terms from a military weapon and a civilian weapon. So there was two different things here. So you can't own an automatic weapon. You can, and then that restrictions led to more restrictions and more restrictions. That's why you can't try to have guns in the back window at school anymore. The restrictions continue. It's the tiptoe to tyranny. And people like Frankie Lee Bone Jr. are a danger to society. Let's listen to that one more time. Frankie, tell us your definition of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, in the Constitution. Oh man, we're all about the Second Amendment. You will not infringe our on our Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form, and I have a right. It's right. Okay, I get it, dude. You got a right to do this. Stay at your house and possess all the firearms you want to at your house on your property. But that's my definition of your Second Amendment right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Frankie Lee Bone Jr., who believes the Second Amendment only applies to your property, and because he has a badge, he can carry the guns anywhere that he wants to. It's rules for thee, but not for me, for Frankie Lee Bone Jr. Till next time. Peace.
Yes, in the Constitution. Oh, man. We're all about the Second Amendment. You will not infringe our Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form, and I have a right. It's right. Okay, I get it, dude. You got a right to do this. Stay at your house and possess all the firearms you want to at your house on your property. But that's my definition of your Second Amendment.